So, Matthew, can you explain the previous work which motivated these experiments?
Yes, experiments conducted at the Advanced Photon Source in the USA led to the conclusion that the crystal structure of supercooled austenite and steel undergoes a bifurcation in which two unit cells coexist, having different lattice parameters, and this was prior to any phase changes.
And was there any physical basis for expecting such a change?
A variety of possible mechanisms were considered, but they were rejected as being inconsistent with previous experiments.
So, can you give an example?
Well, spinodal decomposition is one example in which the carbon-rich and carbon-poor regions would form. But this is inconsistent with the thermodynamic data on iron-carbon solid solutions.
So in these new experiments, you have repeated the work at the synchrotron in Grenoble. How does this help?
The resolution of the new experiments is much larger, and so it was possible to make an unambiguous interpretation.
And what did you find?
I think we've proved that there's no splitting of the supercooled austenite, and we've demonstrated that the previous results resulted from a misinterpretation due to the poor quality of the data.
Oh, very exciting that a major discrepancy has been solved. Thank you very much.
Thank you.